Hi, Big Fatty. Oh. It's your old pal, Stinkpot. So I heard that, like, Shart Week was coming up, and I wanted to participate, but I was racking my brains, Big Fatty, racking them, and I could not think of any other Shart story than the one I gave you once. But I got a friend here who's really anxious to speak to you. I think you know. It's my old Gateway laptop computer, Sassy McSassus. Okay, Sassy. And he says he's got a real life Shart story happened to him, and he wants to tell you. Okay, here he is.
Give me the phone. Hi, Big Fatty. This is your super big fan, Sassy McSassus. So to be honest, I haven't really had an accident like that since I was a wee little baby computer. And anyways, but let me give you a secret hack on how to prevent this, okay?
Sassy, you told me you had a story. This is not a story.
Shut up, jerkface. Anyways, Big Fatty, this is a secret life hack to prevent accidents in your shorties from happening. And, well, in your case, it's to prevent it from happening in your slacks. Anyways, before I forget, hi, Kathy Bacon, sweetie honey. Kathy's my secret girlfriend. Anyways, so what I do, Big Fatty, is I take one of them long hot dog balloons. Like, you know, the kind those freaky, queerball balloon people use to make stupid balloon animals. Yeah, that kind of balloon. Anyways, I shove the open end right up my hinder.
Says, if you're about to tell what I think you're going to tell, you can hang up right now.
Shut up! God! Anyways, so that balloon's in my anus, see, and whenever I gotta go, it goes into the balloon all nice and tidy whitey, and then at the end of the day, it's all filled up, and I tie a knot in the end of the balloon and hang it in my freezer.
Sassy, no!
Shut up. And so then, Big Fatty, when I'm feeling really horny, I get one of those balloons from the freezer filled with...
Sassy, I'm gonna hang up.
And,
I'm gonna hang up.
I just take it Sassy. All frozen like and shove it
Sassy.
Right
So fresh, they take your breath away. Cool refreshment, Bellamy.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
When I'm feeling really horny. Hi, Kathy Bacon.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4739. The FO for Wednesday, the 8th of April. 2026, y'all, coming up on today's Sail With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, got a Shart Week voice letter for you, and, we'll see what else comes out.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a cherry good morning to you.
Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Sharties. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. And y'all, you're Sharties today because y'all, it's Shart Week. And y'all, this music is from my Northeast Straight Daddy. He made some Sharty music. But y'all, wishing us a Sharty good morning was that Randy in the Penis Slivania. The number one fan of the BFO for 2026, Mrs. Lauren and Daddy Ron.
No, Santa's a song.
Not Dad, anything but
oh
Dad.
My God, oh my God.
All this week on The Little Show.
Big Fatty Online.
Shart Week.
So,
Fatty, Joey Bukkake.
Hi, Joey.
I'm not sure what just happened. I'm in the moment, and I thought I'd have to call Fatty.
Of course.
Which, you know, obviously means something horrible has happened.
Does it mean you sharted?
I'm at my children's daycare camp in the morning, the theater camp that I administer. I leave there. I go and get a coffee. It's a good day. It's not too hot. It's perfect summer weather. Oh. I get my iced coffee. I sit down in my car, I take a sip of my iced coffee, and I'm not even sure what happened. All I know is all of a sudden, I just shit myself. I'm sitting in the car. This happened about 4.5 minutes ago, not even. And it's one of those where it's not even something like, you know, you can cover it up or, like, get changed quick or whatever. I'm about to go to my office. It's one of those where I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden, this hot lava shoots up. It's up my, at least up lower back, I'm sure. I don't even know what the fuck just happened. I grabbed a shirt that was next to me, and I put it underneath me, and I text my boss, and I said, I had a calamity, and I was about to pull into the parking lot, but I am now having to head home and regroup. I haven't even been able to assess the damage because I just pulled out of the parking lot, got on the throughway, and just ended up going back home. God knows what this car is going to smell like. I know nothing. All I know is I don't even know if it counts as a shart because I don't believe I even tried to fart. I think it just happened. It's like those people who don't realize they're pregnant and all of a sudden sit on the toilet and boom, a child pops out. It was, well, not exactly, but you get my point. Anyway,
I
don't even know when the hell shart week is, but
it's
this
now.
Has to count for something.
Absolutely.
I'm embarrassed. I'm gross. I'm disgusting. I need to go take a shower. That is the level of what this is. And I might have to get my feet steamed. Who knows? All right. Well, hope your day is going better. Bye.
Dear guess to y'all, that, of course, is Joey Bukkake from the Cocktails and Kerfuffles little show. Y'all, this is one of my favorite type of shart stories because people will shit themselves, and the first thing that comes to mind is, we need to call it into Big Friday. And, y'all, speaking of that, y'all, I didn't get to it yesterday, but y'all, Miss Beaver, you know Miss Beaver, former number one fan of the BFO. y'all, she sent me a message she sent it on the tooth, but it says, finally, after years and years of listening to the little show, I finally remembered and started the day with rabbit, but instead of tons of luck, I had the run. I had the runs all day and night, and it is not even shart week. I should have known. Well, it is shart week, but Miss Beaver, thank you so much for sharing that. And y'all, you know, this is what it's all about. This is what it is all about. You just have to shit yourself and then immediately call it in or write it in or whatever. Yes, Big Fatty, it's what makes shart week erupt with, laughter. Yeah, let's go with laughter.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. That famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. Master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh,
Fatty the Pooh. He loves the puppet show with the guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Fatty, Fatty the Pooh, we love. It's appropriate for this week. Oh, it's very appropriate for this week. And, yo, that was that frequency. Big Fatty, has he ever sharted and called it in? I don't know. But, y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I'd gotten my hairs cut, and y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, we had, y'all, I'm going to tell you, the pollen is unbelievable. And y'all, we're getting the bricklies. You know what I'm talking about, the bricklies. It's those little golden worm-looking things that fall from an oak tree. And y'all, needless to say, the front yard of the villa is Brickley Central. Yes, Big Fatty. And it's kind of like the oak trees are sharting. But anyway, y'all, I blew off the porch in the afternoon, and I came back in the evening. Y'all, it looked like, because the wind was blowing during the late afternoon, I came back later. Y'all, it looks like I hadn't blown the Big Fatty. You just blown the whole neighborhood. Well, okay, I believe that's the carousel of progress. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, it was a quiet evening. I watched the evening news with Tom Yamas, and then The Wheel, and the Jeopardy. Y'all, this guy that is on the Jeopardy, you've got to watch him. He is just absolutely, he's just a fountain of knowledge. Absolute fountain of knowledge. And, y'all, spoiler alert, he won again. Y'all, he is, Tuesday night, he's going to surpass $500,000 in winnings. So anyway, and y'all, it was a it went down in the lower 50s on Monday night. Y'all, Mr. Cackle said he got snow. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, it sounds like Mr. Cackle and Mr. K maybe forming a family, and that's the way they will become the odd couple. But y'all, I just can't wait for Mr. K to just leave a pair of dirty underwear sitting on the floor. Fatty, Mr. Cackle will go into palpitations. But anyway, y'all got up. Slept like a baby, got up, and had my coffee. Y'all, I had another one of those croissants, and y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious, I tell you. And, and the Nip stopped by. I think I mentioned that, as the little show was coming to an end, so we visited for a bit, and anyway, what is that? Oh, that's a hamburger patty. Y'all, cooked me a couple of hamburger patties in the air fryer. Had one of them for my supper after the Nip left, and then I had the other one lunchtime on Tuesday. But y'all got up Tuesday morning, read the e-paper. I've already said all that, and y'all, then I was off on the morning Nipple walk, did Fat Acres, went to senior size class, came back, had my hamburger patty, and y'all, then I caught up on that Stephen Colbert, y'all, now here I am recording the little show, and y'all, I think. I'm getting ready to go to Shady Pines, too, but I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! it's time for Big Fatty to open up that old e-letter bag.
Trademark Vera Charles.
From folks that sent him messages to ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all didn't get a chance to finish these. Yo, by the way, y'all, have you noticed that Patty Bacon, y'all, I'm worried sick about her, she has not been seen from since the start of the advertising of Shart Week, y'all. I'm afraid there's been a calamity, a sharting calamity, and she may be involved, but maybe we'll hear from her. We've got a couple more days. Anyway, y'all, back to the comments. Miss Bacon wrote and says, Poodle, you do a great kitty cat voice.
Oh, Big Fatty, thank you, Miss Bacon.
It's so funny. Right at 3 p.m., she comes to my office.
Big Fatty, she talking about me?
No, I think she's talking about the kitty cat.
Oh, okay.
Hey, quit working now and pay attention to me. Good golly, Fart. That has to be an old message. Smelly's been to Honduras and to South Africa twice since that cotton candy trip. Y'all, I don't recall any of that. But, Miss Bacon, yes. And there, you know, Big Fatty is not known for his quickness in playing voice letters. No, Big Fatty. Y'all, Dr. Stone, you know, he's the number 3 fan of the BFO for this year. He says, I did snort and kerfuffle when I heard the Varcano mug mentioned. Poodle is just like Siri and the FBI, always eavesdropping on me. Big Fatty, I heard him kerfuffle. In other news, I had the same thought about Matt Gutman, that they are giving him a test run for the morning host. I didn't get the sense that he and Gail didn't get along. It would be odd that they would transition to a morning host. He's their lead correspondent, and he just came over from the ABC in that position. Also, poor Granny. Y'all, you know, poor Granny indeed. He's referring to his taxes. But, speaking of the Miss Gail King morning show, y'all, that Nora O'Donnell. Nora is sitting in at the table this week. She was there on Monday and on Tuesday. Y'all, wouldn't surprise me if Nora was back at the morning table here while they're trying to figure out who to... Oh, dear, guess it. Although, y'all, I do love Vladimir Gauthier, but, you know, he's still on there. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day, y'all. Like I said, heading over to Shady Pines here in a few minutes. And, of course, you know, hump day is, y'all, I think the Nip and I are probably going to go to the Costco as well as the Bonzies. Yes, Big Fatty, and don't forget to get Earl Grey washed. I absolutely will. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, it wasn't really a short story, but it was a short week opening. And Sassy, when you think of short week, what happens?
When I'm feeling really horny. Hi, Kathy Bacon.
Oh, Big Miss Bacon, lock the doors. Sassy has got the hornies.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.